Geek Radio Daily for, hey, look at there.
Hey.
It's Weekend Eve already?
Yes, it is.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. Oh, thank you.
It's been an odd week. It's been a hot week where we are.
Yeah, yeah. It's only going to get hotter.
And Saturday is when it gets really hot.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. It's like 120 billion degrees out there.
Okay, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Okay, 119.
But that's what some of us do. Isn't that right, the Bruce?
You want Grizzly Adams?
I think it's a fair question.
I should shave, shouldn't I?
Please. Oh, God. Get the weed whacker while you're at it. Hello, I'm Billy Flynn.
Another pointless day where I accomplish nothing.
That is the plan. So welcome to it. It is Weekend Eve. That means, of course, we'll be looking at patio books, look at your geekified news, all that fun stuff's coming up. But you know, it was on this date, July 22nd, 1793, Canadian explorer Alexander Mackenzie reached the Pacific Ocean, completing the first continental crossing. Huh?
Canadians.
Okay. They're cool people. 1934, and they brought us Joshua Jackson. John Dillinger, the first person to receive the FBI's Public Enemy Number 1 distinction, was shot in Chicago outside a movie theater.
somebody wanted the promotion.
1963, the Beatles released Introducing the Beatles in the UK.
Hey.
1964 as well, four Navy divers became the world's first aquanauts as they were submerged into the ocean in Sea Lab 1. The aquanauts descended 192 feet and were kept alive by breathing air that contained 80% helium. Well, 1982, the biggest wedding mass in history was staged as Reverend Sun Moon married 2,200 couples in New York City. Because, yeah, cults, it's nice.
Yeah.
1983, Dick Smith made the first solo helicopter flight around the world.
Solo helicopter flight around the world.
That's just pointless.
Wow.
Why would you? Okay,
no.
Cool. 1989, the youngest pilot to fly around the world, 11-year-old Tony Allegheny, returned to John Wayne Airport. Of course he did. In Orange County, California. I'm coming back to the airport. Nearly seven weeks and 21,567 miles after taking off in a Cessna at 11 years old.
11 years old.
We are all punks.
I don't let my kids drive at 11 years old. I won't let them handle the remote at 11 years old.
Dude, this was a plane. It's much safer
driving. Exactly.
Birthdays?
Let's see. Let's start with Miss Madison Pettis. She is 12 years old. She's the long-lost daughter from the movie The Game Plan.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The first person I have is 32.
Okay. Let's see. Selena Gomez is 18 years old today.
I specifically skipped her.
Okay. Wizards of Waverly Place. No.
Yes.
You said 32, right?
I did.
Go for it.
All right. AJ Cook is 32. That's Jennifer on Criminal Minds. And, of course, Kimberly in Final Destination 2, Electric Boogaloo, which I have to admit I did kind of like.
Let's see. Shawn Michaels, 45 years old today. Wrestling champion. Yeah.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
Franka Potenta is 36. Marie in The Bourne Identity, and she was in Blow. Reese Ifans is 41. That's Adrian Little Nicky, Spike in Notting Hill. He was Nigel in The Replacements, for the love of God. Patrick Laborteaux is 45. He's probably best known as Lieutenant Commander Bud Roberts on JAG, but of course he was in Little House on the Prairie.
Okay. David Spade is also 46 years old today.
There we go.
Let's see. Joe Dirt, you know, everything. Come on. David Spade, come on. He was in everything.
Willem Dafoe is 55. Green Goblin. Uh-huh. Jesus. Come on. Boondock Saints.
American Psycho.
Good time. And he's the normal one in American Psycho. Yeah,
that's scary.
Isn't
that
awesome?
Scary. That's saying awesome. Something. Albert Brooks is 63 years old today.
Funny man.
Comedian. Defending Your Life. I think
excellent movie. Danny Glover is 64.
I'm getting too old.
There you go. Yeah, he did more than just those movies.
Yes, he did.
He was in The Color Purple, for the love of God.
Yeah. Alex Trebek is 70 years old.
Suck it. Suck it long and suck it hard.
Suck it, Trebek.
Terrence Stamp is 71. Of course, he was General Zod in Superman 2.
Mm-hmm.
And was in a ton of other things, like The Limey. Very underrated movie. Go find The Limey with Terrence Stamp. Good movie.
Okay. Louise Fletcher is 76 years old today. She was the best actress for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but you know her from Porky's.
No, I don't. That's not her.
Yes, it is.
That's not. Louise Fletcher is not in Porky's.
That's right.
No, dude. No. She was in Deep Space Nine, but Porky's? No, you have to look that up. I'm not sure.
Later.
Well, maybe it'll be on TV tonight. What do you think?
Who knows? Let's find out.
God, I want to know that like now, though.
Yeah.
What you got?
Let's see, CBS, she's not on there, but she got Big Brother, you got CSI, and The Mentalist.
All on one night?
Yes.
Thank you. Reruns on Fox, but Glee, tonight it's the mashup episode. Mashups.
Let me see if I remember that one.
When you did Bon Jovi and...
Okay.
And they did Beyonce and Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta see that one.
So you think you could dance What is Eliminated?
Oh, no. Let's see, ABC, you have Wipeout, something about bananas, I don't know, The Rookie Blue, and Boston Med.
It's called Screw You Banana.
Yeah, I know, it's
weird. Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, Bloodwork, Clint Eastwood has to find the killer of his heart donor. Okay, oh, sure.
Wow, that's kind of weird. USA Network, you have brand new episodes of Burn Notice and Royal Pains.
Comedy Central, a new Futurama, Bender suffers a defect. New Futurama, I love that. That's great.
I love that. FX tonight, you have The Simpsons Movie, excellent movie, and then you get Alvin the Chipmunks after that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Sci-Fi Channel's got a new Mary Knows Best. Fact or Fake Paranormal Files is on as well.
TBS has Guess Who. It's got Bernie Mac in it, so it's...
I thought you actually wanted me to guess it. Oh. Oh, but Ashton Kutcher, right?
Yeah, but still, it's Bernie Mac.
All right. The CW, and something I'm continuing to not understand at all, is showing reruns of The Vampire Diaries and that show Moonlight that CBS canceled like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, wow,
It is the same show. It's the same show.
Wow, okay, I don't know.
So there's no new episodes, but they're showing the reruns of a canceled show from another network. Okay.
Biography Channel has the biographies of Bret Michaels, Guns N' Roses, and Motley Crue.
It's a Michaels night. You had Sean before Bret. If you're watching anything, it's on the Hallmark Channel, because after training a dog to herd sheep, a woman uses the animal to search for a group of missing children. Natasha Henstridge and Harry Hamlin star in You Lucky Dog.
You got
really?
Mail.
I swear to God. Dear Great GRD Voices, about Tuesday's email... I even read it 5 times before sending it and still missed. Apparently, spell check only works if you spell the word. It does not know what you want to type. I've been laid off 3 times. The 3rd time is not the charms. With what I said yesterday, I would not complaining. Just be glad I did not send email with geekradiodaily.com 42 times in it and make sense. I stumbled on something yesterday on a webpage link. Mr. Shamalamalam Ding Dong. After staring at a model dressed as Slave Leia. Oh, yeah. Sharktopus, this has to be the best trailer for a movie. It has a theme song and everything. How did I miss this? And there's a link in the show notes. The trailer alone is better in comparison than the whole 90 minutes of Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. That is true. The trailer for Sharktopus,
I have yet to see it.
Roger Corman, I want to buy it right now.
Wow, that's saying something.
Another, about bad movies, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus is my starting point, and Plan 9 is way above it. But there are a few below it, like The Thing with Two Heads, nice. Spice World, ooh. Or made-for-TV movie Kiss meets Phantom of the Park, which is a personal favorite of mine.
Oh.
I list these as bad, but it does not mean I would not watch them again. Oh, hell yeah. 2 o'clock in the morning, Kiss meets Phantom of the Park. So until the banana splits are rebooted, make mine GRD. That's from Rob, who apparently is still rambling, and there might have been a code in there that I just wasn't smart enough to get. Please do drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, just all blah, blah, blah at geekradiodaily.com. I can't talk. It's almost the weekend.
It's still early. Come on.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Kurt the Camera Guy.
And Scott Langston from the Wandering Geek Podcast.
And we're both headed to Gen Con Indy this year. I've been going to Gen Con since 1982.
And this will be my first big game convention ever.
Noob.
Huh?
Never mind. As anyone who listens to the Wandering Geek Podcast knows,
we love to talk. And we'll be doing just that with every exhibitor, designer, artist, and gamer who will talk to us.
This, of course, will be far more than our regular shows can handle.
So we'll be sending most of it out as daily chunks of convention goodness in something we're calling
Gen Con Raw. So stop on by www.wanderinggeek.com to check it out.
And give a listen to our Parsec-nominated Wandering Geek podcast.
And WGPR, our monthly music podcast, which is also up for Parsec.
And our Game Bag review show.
www.wanderinggeek.com.
Hey, this is Ben Browder at Dragon Con, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Rock on.
Welcome. You're rocking with Geek Radio Daily. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. That's very nice of you. Here it is Thursday. It is weekend eve, as we like to call it. It is July 22nd, and the only thing that we can look forward, more forward to than the weekend is, I don't know, some stuff from Patio Books.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Patio Books is there for you.
Yes, it is.
They've got it. Audiobooks, fiction, nonfiction, all kinds of stuff is available absolutely free at patiobooks.com, including...
Well, let's start with Sight of the Sun by Benjamin Dancer. This is the first in the Father trilogies, The Sight of the Sun. The old man takes a boy on his first raid into Mexico. The success of this raid depends on the boy's righteousness. Through his grandfather's narratives, the boy makes sense of the world. At the center of his thoughts is the story of how the sun betrayed the people. The boy struggles to understand the meaning of that story as everything he has known is destroyed.
Oh, see, so things, nefarious things. Hull's Landing by James Meltzer is out today, too. For decades, young girls have been disappearing like clockwork. While some have their suspicions, the entire town lives in fear, and for good reason. When Rita Clemens, a former member of the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police, decides to make her new home in Hull's, she begins to uncover what the locals have tried to keep hidden for so long. As the race against time begins, Rita will have to do everything she can to protect herself and to save a child's life before one of the world's oldest evils can be unleashed. There's this and so many other things just waiting for you. All you got to do today when you're done listening to GRD is take your time, your attention, and your fingertips over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Okay. America.
Okay. All right.
Our space program needs your help, okay?
Okay.
Because we need a kick in the ass to someone to get this thing funded. Because Japan says that they are launching a mission to Mercury in 2014.
Mercury?
Mercury. You know, the sun's next door neighbor. Using a craft covers and mirrors to reflect the heat from the planet. According to the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, the mirrors will help the probe to survive temperatures on the surface of the planet. I'm going to screw this name up. Seichi Sakamoto, who is heading the JAXA team, has calculated that by reflecting the intense heat, that they can keep it about 160 degrees Celsius inside the body of the spacecraft. Observation equipment will be housed. So not necessarily people as of this moment.
Okay.
But good God, Mercury!
Wow.
I mean, come on! We're supposed to be living on the moon!
Yeah, exactly. Didn't you people see Space 1999?
Damn it.
All right, rumor mill time. How do you follow up Heath Ledger's show-stopping performance in The Dark Knight? Well, many people are thinking it's going to be with the Riddler.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's serious rumors that are going on right now. It's been all over the news that Inception's Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to be the Riddler.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. First Showing is reporting that the inside sources says not only is Chris Nolan's new villain for the next and his last Batman film going to be the Riddler, but Jason Gordon-Levitt is interested in the role. It gets a bit more complicated. Sources say that, you know, the Riddler may not be the only villain or the main villain for this picture. Okay. Says that he's interested in taking the role, but it's still rumor mill right now, but who knows? You may get Riddler goodness in the next film.
Riddler. Okay. So you know how the problem right now is nobody can win when it comes to movies and TV shows that you can own? Because what are you going to do? Buy your DVD? What are you going to do? Buy your Blu-ray? What are you going to do? Buy your digital copy?
Yeah.
How are you going to watch them all over the place? Everyone's been trying to find a way to make all of this work. And Ultraviolet, whom we've heard about before, apparently is very, very incredibly close to launching. What they do is let you, wherever you are, no matter where you are, watch the stuff that you bought. It's an open standard backed by movie studios, including Warner Brothers and companies like Microsoft, and it represents a challenge to proprietary formats from Apple and other folks that want to, you know, lock you in and make you watch it. The backers of the digital entertainment content ecosystem hope to kickstart the digital movie purchases, now just 4% of the sales, and they would do that the same way that you do, like, you know, ATMs and stuff. You just let people go everywhere that you can. It treats it like a digital locker that everything can access, your laptop, your home computer, working with things like, you know, Xbox and stuff to be able to make all these things work. So one place for all of it, handheld devices, and you can watch all of your stuff, just keep it there.
That's interesting.
That's brilliant.
That's really interesting. Okay, Adam McKay from Step Brothers, you know, he directed it.
Sure.
He hasn't officially signed on to direct Sony Pictures' adaptation of Garth Ennis's The Boys.
Okay.
But he's working on it.
All
okay.
Right.
But he says he won't do the film unless two criteria are met. One, the film has to be rated R. Two, it has to star Simon Pegg.
Okay.
He says Simon Pegg is perfect for the role. He hasn't officially signed up yet, but so he isn't having conversations, blah, blah, blah. Basically means he wants Simon Pegg for the role of Wee Huey. I'm going to get that wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants him for Wee Huey. Okay, if you're not familiar with The Boys, the series is set as a contemporary world very similar to our own, with one notable exception. A number of people have formed superpowers.
Dun, dun, dun.
The series follows a superpowered CIA squad, literally known as The Boys, whose job it is to watch the superheroes and, if necessary, intimidate or kill them.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sounds like a good time for the whole family.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hey, all your iPhone users out there, for $1, you can get an app called HandyLight. It's a flashlight app. Acts as a flashlight for you. You know,
yeah.
In the dark. Okay, that's clever. Except that's not what it really is.
Whoops.
It's a sneaky disguised tethering utility that lets you share your phone's internet connection with your laptop and other stuff. So basically, you can use your interwebs off of your phone with the stuff that you have, which is bad. You're not supposed to be able to do that. You need to configure an ad hoc wireless network on your Mac, connect the iPhone to it, tweak some network and proxy settings, launch the app, and then tap in a coded sequence of flashlight colors. This is not something you could randomly stumble upon. You would have to know how to do this.
Uh-huh.
So the last time something like that happened, there was a $10 app called NetShare that sort of let you do that, and that was, you know, nixed because AT&T wasn't liking that. But, hey, maybe right now they're too busy dealing with reception issues of other kinds to worry about that.
I wonder if the henchman has anything to do with that.
They took credit for a Tuesday's debacle, so who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. We do thank you for stopping by today. And, you know, try to come back by tomorrow. It's the weekend. We're going to rock it out. It's what we do. Like the Facebook page.
Please like do. It. Like
Bruce
it.
Bruce is holding up a sign. And drop a note, won't you please, to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce, Flynnstress, all of us at geekradiodaily.com.